It's the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you grow your e-commerce business faster and more efficiently by cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and guidance from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello, Master Plan World. Welcome to our latest podcast. It is, as it always is, an absolute pleasure to have just so many of you out there listening. I'm Chloe Thomas, the creator of the E-commerce Master Plan. I'm an author, speaker, and consultant, and I focus on e-commerce business strategy and marketing. Now, last time we got into the parallel world of selling software online with Mark Morris of Introversion Software. It was a thoroughly enjoyable chat from my perspective, and I've been hearing good things from all of you. So please do go and have a listen to that one, but only after this show. And if you want to join in the discussion about that, then head over to our Facebook group, which you can find via ecommercemasterplan.com/Facebook. Let's get on with today's show then. And I'm going to introduce you to today's special guest. Now, today we have Simon Rigby on. He's the founder of Delicious Coffee. Simon is a coffee lover who's turned that passion into an online-only business selling delicious coffee, surprisingly enough, and everything you need to make it. He launched the business in early 2016 and now has well over 1,000 customers. Hi, Simon.
Hi, Chloe.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good today. Thanks very much.
Excellent. Well, I've just given our listeners a super quick overview of you, your business, and where you're at the moment. But how did you get started off in e-commerce?
Well, I actually predate e-commerce. It was in the late 70s. I started advertising in newspapers with a gift range. And in those days, you had to go through quite stringent controls to be able to advertise in any magazine or newspaper with the Mail Order Protection Society. But I started in my previous business, which was office stationery, in e-commerce in about 2000. I think I was a bit ahead of the wave there. And I was probably one of the first people using Google AdWords.
Wow, right the way back in the early 2000s.
Yes.
So you did gifts via off-the-page advertising. Then you went into office stationery. How have you ended up doing coffee?
Well, 2 years ago, I sold my office stationery business and I woke up one Monday morning wondering what the heck I was going to do with myself. And one of the things I looked at doing was coffee because I've always wanted to do coffee on the internet. And it took me a little while to get going to find someone who would roast the coffee to my sort of recipes that I wanted to use. And it took me a little while to do that. And I started in May last year in earnest with my coffee website.
Well, so the slowest thing about getting the coffee piece up and running was finding the product, essentially, or the production, I guess.
Finding a good, reliable supplier who knows what they're doing. I didn't really want to, in the early stages, want to start roasting coffee myself. Because I wanted to spend more time on the marketing of it. So I outsourced the coffee roasting to someone who was really good at it.
And that took a little while to find that person?
Yes.
Aha. Okay, cool. Well, look, let's go into understanding a little bit more about the business as it is right now. So where in the world are you and where are you selling to?
Down in Dorset, and I sell to anyone with money. That's my motto.
So you're selling globally then?
I would sell globally, but I'm just limiting myself to the UK market at the moment.
Okay, cool. And for those of you who don't know where Dorset is in the UK, as you can probably tell from Simon's accent. Okay, and the product. Actually, let's talk platform first. So, what platform did you pick? You're clearly a seasoned retailer. So, which was your choice of website?
I looked at a few, but then in the end, I settled on Shopify, and I think it's absolutely brilliant. Being one that has spent thousands of pounds on e-commerce websites in my previous business, Shopify, I was up and running in about 4 or 5 hours. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, for those of us who did e-commerce in the 2000s, that's just still blows my mind, to be honest. Still such a strange concept, but a good one nonetheless.
My first e-commerce website probably took about 2 months to write and cost me thousands of pounds. So Shopify was brilliant.
breath of fresh air. Well, if anyone out there listening wants to get a really special deal on Shopify and give it a go, then head to ecommercemasterplan.com/Shopify for all the details on our super special offer that we've negotiated for you all. Okay, so you're on Shopify, which must mean you're in the world of widgets and plugins. So are there any in particular you'd like to recommend?
There's quite a few good free ones that I use. I use some of the bold ones to do quantity discounts so that it enables me to sell, say, 5 packs of coffee cheaper than 1 pack of coffee. But I also use FIFO as a review website. I used FIFO in my previous business, and it was just simple enough to plug them into my Shopify website.
And do you find those reviews make a difference to customer conversion and all that kind of good stuff?
I think it really helps to have reviews on your website. It gives people confidence of buying from you that they're not the first customer that you've got. And sometimes even negative comments can be, you can turn them into a positive if you're clever with the response to them. And that gives people confidence to buy from you, that they have got an opportunity after they've got their delivery to have a moan at you if they really feel like doing that.
Yeah, I always think it's better, you know, if I'm talking to someone who's not yet, who's scared of putting reviews on their website, I'm like, well, would you rather they were ranting on your site or they were ranting somewhere else?
Good point.
At least then you know what they've said and you're able to control it and deal with it rather than them ranting everywhere else. Okay, cool. Any other widgets or key plugins, or is it really the bulk discounts and the reviews there?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. There are some other free ones that you get that put banners on the top of your website that you can change. It's just a great platform, really.
Cool. And obviously, you know, it's a fairly new startup. You've run different businesses in the past. You're quite used to having teams. So what's been your human resource strategy for this business?
Well, my HR department is mainly me. which I enjoy. I enjoy going out and packing up orders. It's very satisfying. And if I get very, very busy, I've got a neighbour who works in a e-commerce business, and she'll come in the evenings or weekends and just get me out of a hole.
So literally the picking and packing you outsource on a needs basis, and the rest of it you're doing yourself?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, cool. So the marketing, the website, everything being done in-house at the moment?
Yes.
Wow. And which bit, if I'm allowed to ask this, feel free to, you know, to not answer if you don't want to, but which bit is on your list to outsource first, if anything?
Well, in terms of marketing?
In terms of those, all those roles that you're currently doing yourself, which would be, when the business gets to that size, which one would you outsource first?
Probably the picking and packing.
Cool. Had a feeling you might say that. but I know it's something which a lot of our listeners struggle with. So I figured it was good. Given all your experience, it was a good question to ask you. Okay, cool. Let's take a look at the product then. Because in the introduction, I kind of glossed it over it, simply saying delicious coffee and everything you need to make it. We've talked about the need to find the right manufacturing process for it. But on your website, you also sell kind of coffee receptacles and coffee machines and creators of different types. Was it always part of the plan to do coffee plus the things that go with making a good cup of coffee, or has that kind of been an evolving strategy for you?
Bit of an evolving strategy. I really, really just wanted to sell coffee, but of course people want all the other bits and bobs with it, and who am I to deny them? I have recently slimmed down the range. I was selling a lot of electronic coffee making machines, but because of the price competition from other companies, I didn't really think it was worthwhile selling. So I've slimmed it down to my coffee and the most important and best of the coffee making equipment.
So you're giving your customers that edit as such of the product?
Yes.
Cool. And did you, so that that diversification into other product types was purely as a result of the customer feedback you were getting and what they wanted from you?
Well, I found a supplier for all of the sort of pod type coffee making equipment, and I decided it was a distraction from what I really, really wanted to do, and I stopped doing that just after Christmas.
Oh, so like the Nespresso world?
Yes.
Oh, exactly. Right, gosh. So you got into that and away from the pure ground, etc. piece?
I tried it. Test and measure. I tried it and decided I didn't like it, moved on.
Excellent. So it's very much the product is one of the key things in the business that you're tweaking day to day then?
Yes.
Excellent. Yep. Okay, and have you ever been tempted by subscription coffee?
No, I haven't. I've looked at it, and I personally wouldn't do it myself. As a business model, I believe it works quite well, but I would much prefer to just go and buy the coffee when I want it and which type I want, rather than being just sent a pack in the post every week or every month.
So it's that simplicity of, right, I want some really good coffee, let's try that one this month, or I'm in the mood for that this month. So giving the customer the control.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I figured if I didn't ask you about subscription, there'd be a lot of people screaming at the whatever they're listening to this on, going, why isn't he doing subscription? Why is he subscription? Because that's not the business model. That's not the customer that you're looking for. It's not the person who simply wants another bit of coffee to arrive. It's the person who's that specialist, I guess.
Yes. I'm in the coffee market is quite distinct. And you've got the people who have instant coffee, then they move up to pods, and then they move into my sort of coffee. And above me, there are much more intricate coffees where the customers want to know what sort of altitude the coffee beans were grown at, how they were washed, how they were dried, what sort of thickness the beans are ground down to. But that's not the market I want to go into. I want to be in the sort of just when people are moving on from pods to want to go into real coffee.
Got you, which I suppose there's an awful lot more people at that point than there are at the altitude.
Yes.
Level.
Yes. Yeah.
Trying not to use the word level with altitude there, but there we go. no pun intended, everybody. Okay, Simon. So I think I've grilled you enough on the how the business is at the moment. But what do you think is the most awesome thing about Delicious Coffee right now?
We've got some really good coffees. I do 5 blended coffees, and they are absolutely delicious. I do 3 different espressos, which are absolutely fantastic, and they taste just like you were sitting on a street in Rome having a cup of coffee. And then I do 6 or 7 specialist coffees, which are from around the world. And these are sort of like single estate coffees. It's a bit like a single malt whiskey. Mm-hmm. My coffees will come from a particular farm in a particular country. And it gives people the opportunity to try coffee from Rwanda, Costa Rica, Brazil, all over the world. And they are completely different tasting from where, region to region.
And are those all, is it your palate that's the selector of coffee?
I work in conjunction with the guy who does my roasting. Mm-hmm. He's been doing it for many, many years. And some of the bright ideas I've come up with for the blended ones, he's poo-pooed, and we've come up with a compromise. With the specialty coffees, obviously it's just one particular sort of bean, but it's how you roast them that mm-hmm. makes the difference. What sort of roast, whether it's a long roast or a short roast, hot, cold, whatever. And that is something that we do in conjunction.
Okay, so it's as well as finding someone who could make the physical product, you found someone who could help you perfect the product as well.
Yes.
An essential member of the team for certain.
Yes.
Okay, so what's on the radar? What's on the to-do list for the next couple of months with Delicious Coffee?
Well, I'm very, very keen on doing inserts with other companies that are in a similar sort of specialist food market as me that complement what I do. So, for instance, I'm on the hunt for wine companies or chocolate companies or cheese companies that are willing to put an insert in their outgoing boxes. Putting inserts in outgoing boxes, I found to be incredibly successful in my previous business when I was selling office stationery. I had inserts going out in all sorts of different places, and it worked very, very well.
So would you like to make a little bit of an appeal to our listeners to get in contact then? And feel free to use the E-commerce Master Plan World Facebook page to corral them if you want to.
Yep. Anyone who's willing to take some of my inserts, I'm really willing to swap with you. Just message me on Facebook, on Chloe's page, and I'll be straight back to you.
Excellent. So there you go, everybody. A little bit of a marketing opportunity. Who knew you were going to get that in today's podcast? But I have to agree with Simon as well. I think inserts in the parcel is, you know, and swapping inserts with like-minded businesses and with similar customer bases is just such an amazing way to grow the business. Back in the mists of time when I looked after catalogue mailings for Pastimes, it was consistently one of our most cost-effective. In fact, it was a profitable customer acquisition channel for us. Hugely, hugely successful piece of marketing and really easy to do. And also, you know, it's always nice to be chatting to people and making connections with people who are targeting a similar customer base to you, if only to vent from time to time. It's always good to be in contact with your peers. So if you'd like to chat to Simon about that, then go to ecommercemasterplan.com/Facebook or just head straight to the E-commerce Masterplan World Facebook group. If you're not already a member, make sure you join. And then Simon's already in there, so you can message him. Just put a post up in the group and we'll see what happens. I'll make sure I put a post in there as this one goes live to see if we can gather all the interested parties together, she says, completely stumbling her words there. So Simon, as well as the inserts, what have you found to be a really good, reliable marketing method for the startup business? Now you're about a year in.
Well, I obviously have tried Google AdWords, Google Shopping, which are good for finding customers. It is an expensive route to finding customers. There are cheaper ways using social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, but I would say that they're probably also becoming rather limited ways of marketing. At Facebook, for instance, your post doesn't always go as far as you think it does unless you go and boost it. Yeah. So it is getting expensive out there to start a business on the internet. And I can't say about inserts enough.
Yeah, let's go back to the traditional people.
Yeah.
So for you, it's mainly been about kind of doing the twist, pivot, the hustle on those social media platforms and the yes. and AdWords to get you to your 1,000.
I mean, I obviously do e-shots, which I send out about once a month. I think any more than that, and it gets a bit boring. And so I just do them once a month. And I think you've got to do it with a cracking offer. There's no point going out there with a half-hearted offer. If you're going to do e-shots, you've got to do them with the best ever offer you can muster.
So is it quite a price competitive world, the coffee market online?
There are price limits, but because all the coffees are different, it's not so much head to head. Because my coffee is different to the next roaster's. And some people would prefer my coffee to their coffee and vice versa. So it's not quite so price sensitive. It's more down to taste, literally.
And on that note, I don't think I can have you on the show without asking you Simon, what is your most delicious coffee? What's your recipe for the most perfect coffee to help us all get up in the morning?
my favourite coffee that I do is the All Day Blend, which is very much like the Blue Mountain, but a lot less expensive.
Oh, that's the very special coffee from Jamaica, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, Blue Mountain. It is horrendously expensive, but I've managed to get a blend together that is as good, if not slightly better, and it makes it a very reasonable price. But I use an AeroPress, in fact. I don't know whether any of your listeners have come across those.
Is the AeroPress like the one cup cafetiere idea? Or am I
totally
off?
It's like a big syringe. It's like a big syringe, and you just pop your coffee in there and you drive through the hot water, and it's like having an espresso. And that is the best way to make coffee.
Excellent. Well, there we go, everybody. You now know how to make your delicious coffee. After that top tip, I think we should go into the top tips round. I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. Now, Simon, are you ready?
I am.
Excellent. Okay, the book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off, settle down with a cup of all-day blend that's been through their aero filter.
AeroPress,
so close yet so far. And read a book to make their business better. Which book would you recommend?
Well, I'd recommend any from Brad Sugar's range of books. But in particular, I'd start off with Instant Cash Flow.
I've not come across Brad Sugar.
Pardon?
I have not come across Brad Sugar.
No, but he runs a business called Action Coach. And he writes lots and lots of books. He's got about 10 books in the series, and they're all excellent books. They're easy to read books. They're not complicated, but they've got some jolly good ideas in them.
I think cash flow is always something which you really do need to understand if you're going into a product business, don't you?
Yes.
Excellent. I think that's the first cash flow focused book recommendation we've had. So that's an awesome one.
Well, I was going to do E-Myth, but I know that gets...
E-Myth is the most recommended book on the podcast. And we actually had Michael Gerber on the show earlier this year talking about Beyond the E-Myth, which I think is certainly in our top 10 most listened to episodes now. So E-Myth, very popular amongst the audience.
Yes. Yes.
As it should be, quite frankly.
Yes, it's a fantastic book.
Anyway, we digress into e-mythness. So let's get back to the top tips. The traffic top tip. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves? And I have a hunch I might know what's coming here.
Well, yes, of course. Inserts. That is my number one driver. It's not something I've done with my coffee business yet, but it's something that I'm desperate to do.
Excellent. And everybody, if you're interested in giving that a go, head over to the Facebook group and we can hook you up. Okay, the tool top tip then, maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
Chloe, I've really had a good long think about this. Mm-hmm. Spent a lot of time thinking about this and I can't think of anything.
Really? Not one thing.
I don't know. I use spreadsheets, Facebook. There's nothing that would stand out.
Nothing that if it was taken away tomorrow, you'd be screaming.
No.
For the return of. Wow. Okay, cool. Fair enough.
I'm worried. Perhaps I should be using something.
Well, I think if there's not... I talk a lot about bright, shiny objects and about how... we should all be trying to avoid the bright, shiny objects because we're constantly surrounded by them. And I always think you have to start with the problem or the thing you're trying to achieve and then find the tool or the shiny object which will help you achieve it. So if you're not feeling any pain, then I doubt there is, I would say. Okay, startup top tip then. If you met someone this weekend who's thinking of starting an e-commerce business, what would be your first tip for them?
Don't overcomplicate it. Keep it simple to start with, then start adding in all your other products if you want to, but just keep it simple to start with.
Excellent advice. Well, Masterplan World, you can find those top tips and links to everything else we've been chatting about in today's episode by heading over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast, where you'll see a link to this show. Simon, before we say goodbye, would you like to let the listeners know where they can find you and your business on the web and social media?
Sure. My website is www.deliciouscoffee.co.uk. Find me on social media under Delicious Coffee, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram. And at the moment, I'm doing special offers on mixed bags of coffee. I do a pack of blended coffees, a pack of espresso coffees, and of course my specialist coffees. Put them all together into one pack, and they're on special offer on the website at the moment.
So no excuse for working out your coffee preference of choice, everybody. Okay, I'll add links to all of that and everything else we talked about today in the show notes. Masterplan World, you can find those at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast, or just go to the website, click on the podcast tab, or use that search box. Simon, thank you so much for being on the E-commerce Masterplan podcast today and for being so generous sharing your experience with us. It's been great.
Great. Thanks very much, Chloe. I've really enjoyed it. I'm just off to go and make some coffee now.
Really interesting to hear from Simon there. Both, I think, for me, kind of like two of the big points from that were he's got such a clear idea of the customer he's going after, and he's been trying things around the edges of that customer, mainly on the product side, and discovering, you know, what they do want, what they don't want. And really, it's all about getting that product right in his business, which I thought was really interesting. He had such a clear view of the customer. And then secondly, about the online methods, which work a bit for him. But really, he's going to focus back on that tradition, much more traditional marketing method, the insert in the parcel, in other people's parcels, to get him those future sales and to be his key customer acquisition choice. So if you've got any thoughts on any of that, or you want to hook up with Simon and do some swaps, then join in the discussion on our Facebook group at ecommercemasterplan.com/Facebook, or just go and have a search for E-commerce Masterplan World on Facebook itself. Had a lovely review of the show recently, which I just wanted to share with you all. So a big thank you to Bulla Cake, whoever you are. I don't know whether you're male or female, but great name, someone in the UK, for reviewing the show as such. I've been listening to Chloe for the last few weeks after a while away, and can say, if you need to get up to speed in e-commerce, subscribe ASAP. Great job, Chloe. Great resource, with two exclamation marks. So needless to say, I'm putting that all over social media and trying to use it to get a few more people listening. And it's always nice to hear what all of you think. So if you haven't already, do as Bulla Cake says and subscribe ASAP. And of course, if you have already subscribed, please do leave a review. And you never know, I might just read yours out one day. Have a great week and keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com.